Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
You know your business better than anyone, so when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
You ready?
Yeah!
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out, okay?
All aboard! But night train, night train, night train, night train.
Oh,
This is Sheffield Live.
Hello, good evening and welcome.
Hello, hello, hello.
I was worried I put the wrong slider up for you. Like to keep me on my toes. It changes from week to week.
No mistakes tonight.
No, none at all.
Slick as.
Yes. It's just gone 9 o'clock. It's a Sunday night. This is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. The two of us, we're both in. It's the night train till 11 o'clock. You're in for a treat tonight, folks. Like I said, like my partner in crime said, we're on firing on all cylinders tonight. hangover free.
Nice.
That should be celebrated. Probably shouldn't be celebrated, but we will. We got a tip off earlier today from Welsh, who's on from 5 till 7.
Yep.
So he messaged you. What did he say?
He said, make sure you bring a studio light because the lights in the studio have failed. But you know what? We always bring a studio light.
We do.
Every week.
Yes, two, in fact. Just we have redundancy.
Yeah, we also got pineapple in the corner.
Yes.
Forgotten about pineapple.
Need some batteries, actually. Note to future me, pick up some batteries for the Vines pineapple.
When you're mixing the podcast, it's the time.
Yeah, go back and then head out. And
studio
get some,
notes.
Yes, that's it. Fix in post by batteries. Right, so to kick off with what we had, I've picked quite a lot of anniversary cuts this week. So that was the first one. That was the Feelies with The High Road from The Good Earth, produced by Peter Buck of REM, released 40 years ago, roughly this month, I'll say, because I've kind of forgotten we've had theme shows and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
So we've got a bit of a backlog. But also this week, we've got a guest mix. So stay tuned to that. Hotly tipped to be the best thing on the show tonight.
I think we can guarantee it.
Yeah.
Safely say.
I have warned our internet friends on Blue Sky that the rest of the show is actually pretty good as well. It's a bit different this week. Yeah, I've got the guest mix in the middle. This first mix is kind of guitar-based. Accidentally, it's sort of how it happened. But yeah, so anniversary cuts this week. Guest mix from someone that we'll talk about later. If you're out there, get in touch. Drop us a message if you've got our number. I'm not going to read the studio number because I don't think the phones are working at the moment. We tried to ring it the other day. Or send us a message at bluesky at thenighttrain.co.uk. I think that's taken care of everything for now. Have I missed anything?
No business ticked off.
Okay, right. Well, we'll play this now and start the music.
Let's do some music. We'll be right back.
kinds of trash. You just don't see it anymore.
Crystal ball on the table behind it, a girl wearing a hat. She smiled. steps down from the platform. She clutches her stomach and begins to eat. The ticket taker smiles. The last car is ready. Who told you you could leave?
Welfare to pay. staring at the floor. I'm thinking about that girl who won't be back no more. I just don't know what to do. I was alright till I fell in love with you. Well, I'm tired of talking. I'm tired of trying to explain my attempts to please you. The sun goes down. If I'm still among the living, I'm in Dixie-bound. Still, I just don't know what I'm gonna do. I was alright till I got in love with you.
Yeah, welcome back, listeners.
First set done and dusted. I can't remember. Did I warn people it was going to be a guitar set?
You did. Excellent. You did, and it delivered.
It didn't it, just. as promised, 25 minutes of guitars here on the Night Train at Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Okay, what do we have? Yes, some anniversary cut to kick off with. Stereolab with Emperor Tomato Ketchup from the album of the same name on Duophonic from 1996. Apparently takes its name from a experimental Japanese film, both the album and the song. It is available online. I was hoping we could find it on YouTube so I could add it to our studio visuals playlist.
That's what we need.
Yes, more oddness. If you've got any odd videos that you think we should add to it, at the moment we're watching an educational film about Stevenage from 1971. Yes.
It's like old cars going round a roundabouts.
So it's just what we have on the telly to keep us company. Sometimes it syncs up nicely with what's on the coming out the speakers.
Yeah, nice happy accident occasionally.
Now and again, yeah. So yeah, catch Stereolab in various places around the country, including 3 psych fests, which I didn't know there were. I knew there was a Manchester one, but there's a Brighton and Edinburgh.
I was going to say, I knew there was a Scottish one. Yeah.
So they're playing at all of those and some different festivals around the UK. I think they had a new album come out last year. Just consistently putting out great albums that sound like Stereolab. So if you're a fan, it's perfect. it's like reggae. If you like reggae, it's great. There's loads of it and it all sounds the same. But if you're not into it, it's a bit tricky.
Yeah, I don't think I've listened to a Stereolab album all the way through.
Well, it sounds quite a bit like that. I'm quite disparaging about it. No, extremely, you know. I'd love to see them live. They played Sheffield a few years ago, but I was too lazy to go. And instantly regret it, because now every time they play, it's over the other side of the Pennines, which is it's a bit of a faff. It's not impossible, but it's a young man's game going on a school night. Okay, after that we had Chain and the Gang with Certain Kinds of Trash from 2012. I think it's from the album In Cold Blood. We played one of their cuts a few weeks ago. I'd like to play that one just because it makes me laugh, just with him listing different kinds of trash. At one point he sings about magnetic tape in trees. I'm like, yeah, you don't see that anymore. I guess because tapes aren't as VHS and cassettes aren't as prevalent around the everywhere.
People aren't throwing them away in hedges anymore.
No, they're not. I remember I had a friend who used to do it, cassette tapes out the window. It used to like hold one end of it and then just like it break them and just hold the tape out.
Yeah, just
then,
let it roll.
Yeah, just like simpler times when people weren't so worried about littering. I suppose they were. Probably wasn't even that long ago. Anyway, after that was Slint with Breadcrumb Trail from 1991. That one's been in the to play pile since our 10th birthday, November.
When you hear that, you really do know where Mogwai got their sound from.
Yes, I did.
It's that guitar riffs. You're like, oh yeah. It sounds a lot like a Mogwai song.
Yes, very, very much so. I think they've got a new album out as well.
Not slighting on Mogwai.
No, not yeah, not at all. But yeah, I know what you mean. Probably everybody knows this, but from that album, which is it the debut? Is it their only album? The debut album? I forget. No, it's not the debut album. Spiderland. Bonnie Prince Billy took the photo that was on the cover of the people in the river. So there you go, fact fans.
That's the second Bonnie Prince Billy reference we've had. We had one in last week's show as well.
Well, yeah, but he went uncredited, so you didn't actually say his name.
I'd said him under his actual name, didn't I?
Oh, did you? Oh, right.
Yeah, I think I said call him Will Oldham. Willie Oldham.
As you know him.
As in, yeah.
as is in your phone. And then finished up with at least one of yours, so that was good.
Bob Dylan with Till I Fell In Love With You. From Time Out of Mind, released in 1997, so not an anniversary cut, but it will be in a year, so we can play it again in a year's time. No, that one's in because I finally bought that record. It wasn't like I've been looking for it for a long time.
Yep.
It just came up and I thought, yeah, get that. I haven't got that one. Then I started thinking about, shall I go all out? Get all the ones I want. I've got about 12 now. Of Dylan records, but I don't need that anymore.
If you'd have decided this when I was on holiday, I could have bought you that Brazilian press back over, what's it called? Empire Masquerade? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I haven't got that one. Empire Burlesque.
That's the one, yeah. You haven't got it and probably don't want it.
I don't need it. Yeah, so this album is the one when he sort of got his mojo back, 97. So, yeah, after he'd sort of almost given up writing songs in the late 80s, just doing bad cover versions, getting other people to write them for him. He's kind of going back to early blues style, like Slim Harpo and Little Walter and stuff like that. And that one produced by Daniel Lanois, who also did Oh Mercy, his album from 89. This is quite interesting. I quite like to read a book about this album because it sounds like it's made in quite a bizarre way. There's an article, it's like a paragraph about it here saying that they had two different sets of players and they'd play the songs with the two different sets and two different producers and then see what they sounded like. But it's, dude saying they had two pedal steels and three drummers.
Seems excessive. Interesting. Right, well, this instrumental's finished, so this one's yours as well, right?
I have to look at the track list. It sounds like it could be. Ah, it's Pizza Hotline.
Yes.
Yeah, Pizza Hotline. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Jaja give us eyes to see what we desire.
Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Radio listeners, this is the Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Another set done and dusted.
Yee, yeah, slightly different.
Five tracks. Technically only three, though.
Two disco mixes.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the Night Train. Yeah, slightly different today. We have a guest mix coming up. We need to tell you about that before that happens, which hopefully we'll do. Before that, you kind of may want to know what you've just heard.
Yeah, we started out with Pizza Hotline. That was VR Missions. Tim Reaper on the remix. That is from a brand new release, dropped on Friday. Pizza Hotline Demo Disc 1. A new series of EPs inspired by PS1 era demo discs. Don't ask me.
You don't make it up.
I don't make it up.
No. We played some Pizza Hotline in the park. I think it was you that first got me hip to him. There was a. Yeah, it just sounds like music that could have come from Wipeout.
Yeah, it's like late 90s Doom B stuff. But yeah, two new original tracks on this EP from Pizza Hotline, backed with two killer remixes. That one there, Tim Reaper, the heavier of the two. You can go to Bandcamp if you want to get the 12-inch or the Digi.
do I want the 12 inch? He says, firing up the tab to see if he wants it. It's 15 quid, which is both a lot, but not a lot.
Four tracks, they're all good. And the other remix is good as well, on a sort of smoother, logical progression tip, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm going to end up buying it. let's be honest.
You snooze, you lose.
Well, that's how they get me.
Yeah.
So after that, a quick change of pace. It was Senior Soul with Is It Because I'm Black from 1970, the cover of the Syl Johnson classic.
Oh, yeah.
And then straight away after that, into the Jackie Me Too, Black Organ from 71.
I'd not heard that version before. I'd heard the vocal.
Yes.
But didn't realise Jackie Me Too did that one.
Yeah, first heard that when I was in New Orleans on WWOZ. It's like, right, scribble that down. What is that? I need to know what that is. I don't know if it's available on a single. It's definitely available on that comp. The Soul Jazz comp. It's kind of a bluish one with like a big close up of his head.
Yeah.
Jackie, I can't remember what the name of it is, but that is, yeah, what you can get that. And then we topped off with one of your picks.
Yeah, that was Paul Blackman, Earth, Wind and Fire, Prince Fatty version and the dub. Mentioned this release a few weeks ago when I had DJ Clinker in as a special guest.
Ah, yes.
And he picked, I think he picked Lonnie Liston's Expansions, the cover that Prince Fatty did of that. And I said, oh, Prince Fatty's got a new tune out. I need to get around to listen to it anyway. Finally did so.
And it's
in the show, and it's good. So the thing goes that he found some studio tapes from Bunny Lee's archive when he was doing that Gorgon Sound comp.
Oh, yeah.
For that label. It's produced by Pablo, Augustus Pablo, and he sort of got in touch with Pablo and said, oh, can I do something with this? Because he found like the multi-track reels, they were unlabeled. Ooh. And he said,
Jamaican tapes unlabeled.
Unlabeled studio tapes. So he had the multi-track recordings, so then he went and added some fresh bits, restored and remixed at the Prince Fatty Studios. You can get that on a 7-inch, was sold out, but they've repressed another 500. Again, you can cop that at Bandcamp and digitally there too.
Yeah, we try and put all the links where we can on our Blue Sky, that's at thenighttrain.co.uk. Follow there for show notes, musings, procrastination fodder.
Nonsense, general
nonsense. But that, weirdly, is where the guest mix has come from. An internet friend has... The long-suffering Alma disparagingly calls them. Recommended by another friend of the show, Andy Page. He said, you need to get into a Haunted Jukebox with Rock and Rachel. She plays some great stuff, and she does. And sent her a message and said, please do us a mix. And she did.
Oh, yes.
She's out of Newcastle and plays red-hot swinging rock and roll, R&B, doo-wop, rockabilly, and snakes and roundabouts. Eclectic music for mixed-up people. So
that is awesome.
Yeah, that sounds, we, you know, that ticks a lot of boxes for us. So yeah, for the next half hour-ish, we're going to hand the airwaves over to her to play a selection of music from ages ago. Keep it locked, and we'll be back in a bit.
In a tumble down shack, plays the kind of music sends shivers down your back. Put a nickel in if you better go near. Careful not to scream aloud, cause you're sure to hear. Well, I'm a fool, a ghost who likes the music cool. Then I found I was spirit bound. If you want the kind of music that rocks you with a fright, play that haunted jukebox in the deep of the night. Listen to the phantom as he screams out his boast. Gather around you, vultures, I'm the ghost of the most. Well, I'm a fool, a ghost who likes the music. Then I found I was spirit bound.
Better take care. You'll tear out your hair. You'll rave and dance. Come back
honey, you don't stand a ghost of a chance.
I'm a fool, cool, a ghost who likes the music cool. Then I found out the spirit found that a life can be so cool.
You slay me. Sorry I spook. What a haunting melody.
High on the mountain when the sun go down, looking for my baby, but my baby ain't nowhere around. Baby go.